is the former Connecticut Commissioner of Consumer Affairs, Jonathan Harris. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. It's very fitting that I'm here, actually, in my first, you know, time publicly appearing without my favorite hat of consumer protection. we go back a long way, whether it was helping students in Bloomfield, the Identity Project, Blueback Square. You were tremendous on making sure people had the information on that. I've always had respect for you, Dan. As a matter of fact, the one thing I'm bummed out about, as I found out this morning listening to you, is that if I am successful, like I think I can be, like I know I can be at this, in October of 2018, I probably be busy and I can't go on that cruise. I mean, that's the one thing that I'm starting to rethink this thing here.
You can always campaign from the cruise ship.
Now, you also did say, I hope this is what you said, because this is what was in the press, that if Nancy Wyman, the lieutenant governor, runs, you would run.
Yes, I'm exploring a run for statewide office.
So not necessarily governor or including governor?
It includes governor. We'll also be checking off the box for state treasurer, but my particular interest in exploring is for governor. But it is a statewide exploration of, you know, all of the constitutional offices. You know, I feel like I'm particularly suited at this point in my career, having been mayor of West Hartford during Blueback Square, brought people together to make that happen, to keep West Hartford, our economy, on the cutting edge, expanding our grand list to be able to help alleviate the tax burden on our citizens, bringing people together in the Senate. Remember that controversial Plan B emergency contraceptive? Being able to not only help provide, take on an issue that people didn't want to deal with, and help provide people with that have been victims of rape and sexual assault with the emergency contraceptive, which we worked with the Catholic Church. They ultimately supported it. Governor Rell supported it. We could have rammed something through at the beginning and passed a law, but we worked with people, and it passed by overwhelming majorities, including the support of Governor Rell, 33-3 vote just in the Senate alone. And, of course, all the stuff we've been talking about that I've worked on at Consumer Protection to provide focused government, responsive government, not trying to do too much, but doing what we do well.
What about the question that I just asked you, though?
Yes.
The lieutenant governor.
I committed to lieutenant governor back last summer. That if she wanted to run, I would support her, I would help her, and I would not run for governor.
Wow.
Now, you were once the party chairman, right?
Yes.
Does that help you as far as exploring for governor? I mean, you would seem to know the infrastructure of the party.
Well, it helps you. Like everything I've done, both in the public sector and private sector for nearly 27 years, whether it was my law practice, the small business I operated, being mayor, state senator, deputy treasurer, and now consumer protection, and at the party, I've met a lot of people. That always helps both bring people together to govern, because that's what it's all about, but also to be able to get support. So I have a lot of friends.
Also, when someone on the other side has an idea, you just didn't shut the door.
Nobody has monopolies on ideas, whether it's liberal, conservative, progressive, Democrat, Republican, Green Party. I've learned from so many different people with so many different perspectives. I kind of think of it like when I was younger with my parents, right? And a lot of times I would shut my parents out and didn't want to hear them. I didn't want to know their ideas, shut them out. Now, as I got older and as I matured, I listen to them. A lot of times, probably most of the time, they're right. But every time I listen, I learn something. I refine my thinking. I'm better because I've listened to somebody else. I learn more at times from, say, listening to my ranking member on the Public Health Committee pushing against some health care proposals, making myself think it through. And even if I didn't reach the same conclusion, I was a public servant, a better senator, a better person for it. And that's really what it's all about. And what we need now in this country is to bring people together over common facts, and then reasonable people can disagree. But we got to move forward, and we got to move forward together. We need practical solutions like we were able to do at Blueback Square.
But, Jonathan, as you know, we live in highly charged political times.
Big time.
And the political landscape is underwritten by all of this fundraising, and it's almost as if you, as a candidate, decide to take an issue which might appear as if you're reaching out to the other side, you're going to pay the political and financial price by these fundraisers. How do you overcome that?
Well, I'm going to do public financing. That's the one thing which the system always could use improvement, but it is a system that does help to eliminate that drive for the huge dollars from candidates' perspectives. That's one. But also, I can be true to my principles, to democratic values, that I believe that government plays a role in helping protect our citizens and providing core services, and also believe that government can't do it all, and believe that we have to think of new ways in this modern world, our new economy, to be able to create the jobs for today and tomorrow. I can believe those things, and then personal politics, retail politics, talking to people directly, honestly, having disagreements move forward. I've always done it that way. I'm not going to change that.
Have you discussed this with the Lieutenant Governor?
I have discussed this with the Lieutenant Governor starting last June, and periodically I work with her very closely on a whole host of issues. I have a huge amount of respect for what she's done in her career and what she's done to support me and help me do the right thing in my career. I'm not saying she's endorsing me or anything like that.
Has she given you any hint that she might run in the end?
That is a personal decision. I think she's working very hard. I know she is this session with a lot of major issues, whether it's budget, the crumbling foundations, health care issues. She's on the forefront, and I think she'll decide in due time. But the timing was important to me because, one, the rumors started flying around, and people were speculating I was running for one thing or another. And the last thing that I want is for people to start questioning why I make decisions as commissioner. This job as Commissioner of Consumer Protection, protecting consumers and businesses, making a level playing field, trying to focus government, is so important that started to get unavoidable. I had a private sector opportunity to join the firm of Finer Wolfson, John Wolfson, a great Bloomfield citizen.
Oh, yes.
I was honored to have that opportunity so I could feed my family and pursue other opportunities, including this exploratory
ticket. What would you do differently from the Malloy Wyman ticket?
I'm going to do what I've done my whole career, and I'm going to work on issues that make a difference, that really matter in people's lives.
Like what?
Like growing an innovative economy that creates good jobs for today and tomorrow. How are you going to do that? It's a combination of things. One, I do think that a lot, and I had this in my business, we work this way, a lot of it comes from lowering cost, knowing when government should enforce and be a partner, and when government should back off. So that's a big piece of it. As you know, we've modernized and simplified our regulations at DCP. We're trying to get rid of the whole oversight of charitable games because we don't believe that's where government should be spending its time, effort, and the taxpayers' dollars, and putting that into enforcement so that when there are bad businesses or bad actors that we can take action there. So that's part of it. And I think, again, a lot of this has to be more organic growth from bottom up. If you provide the conditions for small businesses to grow, for businesses to grow, they will do that. Government can prime the pump at times, and that is important, but it has to be from an organic way from the bottom up. But the real thing that government can do is to create a streamlined, effective, and user-friendly government that basically can help just focus on those priorities that really matter to people.
I mean, go ahead, Brett.
Commissioner Harris, who has just announced his resignation could run for governor, has not definitely
exploring.
When you form an exploratory committee, Explain to our audience, what does that mean?
That means that, you check off a box saying that you are exploring for statewide office, which means all the constitutional offices. You have to check off a separate box actually for treasurer because there's some more fundraising restrictions on that because of the nature of that job. And you go out, and really what I'm going to go out and do is what I've done, again, as mayor, senator, commissioner, is you go out and you listen and you respond. I know people are frustrated.
But you haven't decided yet then.
My interest is in governor. But the exploratory nature of it is that you are exploring statewide office. You are not committing to governor or a particular committee. You're not making any public declaration that this is the only thing and that's what I'm doing, or else I would just go and set up a candidate committee. This is really an exploratory committee. But I do think that because of my experience, I've been a chief elected official as mayor of West Hartford. I've experienced things from the legislative branch, both as a senator and as an attorney, part of my private practice for the House of Representatives. I've seen how our debt and our cash flow works as deputy treasurer. I've seen, of course, a wide range of things, whether it's medical marijuana, licensing, product safety, food safety, as consumer protection. And as you know, I've always been one that'll listen, that will take calls right directly to me and respond in a as prompt a fashion as I can.
Well, let's throw this out to you. I mean, the state is broke. I mean, you know, we're facing almost a $3 billion deficit over the next 2 years. Hartford is an absolute mess. They want more money than the nearly quarter of $1 billion the state is giving Hartford. What should we be doing? How do we handle this?
It's going to take one and all hands on deck.
Raise taxes?
I think you need to take a look at how we're taxing, because a lot of the taxes that we have are not providing the incentives for businesses to grow, not providing the reasons or providing the reasons for people not to stay in ways, and it's a mix of the way that we tax. We over-rely on the property tax, which we know is a regressive tax that hurts our senior citizens, hurts our municipalities. We need to do more and more, and we've improved on this, to cooperate, to share services, to lower the cost of delivering services on the municipal level. So this needs to be attacked from all different ways, and that's why what a lot of this will take is that ability to bring people together and personal politics. We'll be talking about specifics, you know, for the next 18 months about all the little pieces. There is not one silver bullet.
Well, one of the things that has happened, and it's been the Democratic Party domination, Connecticut is in the worst shape that it's been in many, many years. There's no question about it. I don't think anybody can deny that.
Well, I would temper that for sure, because, yes, without a doubt, facts are Democratic Party has had majorities in the House and Senate, but two little periods of time for both. I actually practiced law with Ari Van Nostrand, the Republican Speaker of the House back in the 80s, one of my mentors, and as you know, not bad I wrote, my other mentor, both as an attorney and as a public servant, Lou Rome, Republican candidate for governor, majority leader. I've learned a lot from them, and that's what it's about. But we've also had Republican governors. A lot of the deals that we're saddled with now that are handcuffing us were under Governor Rowland.
But the Republicans would say the deals had to be cut because the legislature was controlled by the Democrats.
And I don't deny that. But what I'm saying is, like everything else, there are two sides of the story, and usually the story is something in between. I will tell you, having now been in the executive branch, having been in the legislative branch, the governor is the focal point of power. The governor controls the information.
Can you stay till 9 o'clock? Can you stay till 9 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll go to that.
All right, we're going to take.
All right.